At Red Barn, our pet food ingredients work overtime. They aren't just there for show. Dandelion greens work to maintain a healthy digestive system. Salmon oil works to enhance the immune system. Green-lipped mussels work to support joint health. These hard-working ingredients support your dog's active, healthy life. Look at the label. We want you to. Red Barn Naturals Pet Food. Simply the best. Find it in your local pet specialty store. Visit redbarninc.com/coupon to save a dollar off your first can.
Blog Talk.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio's Wealth and Wisdom Hour for Wednesday, April 27th. I'm your host, Jaden Sterling, coming to you live from beautiful British Columbia, as I do every Wednesday, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. Today is the first show at my new Blog Talk Radio home, so thanks so much to everyone who's tuning in and listening, and I think we'll have a few more people logging in as the time goes on. They may have gotten a little lost going down to the other show station, but I know they'll be coming over. So last week, I'd like to follow up from the show with Sonia Choquette, and she posed a question to us: how good can you stand it? And I've received many emails from folks who shared with me that just by starting their day with the intention of how good can it get, amazing things have happened for them. And I would love to hear from some of you. So call in. Our toll-free number is, it's up on the chat room as well, 877-633-9454. Or from Canada, you can call area code 626-231-0306, and of course an option is always to join our chat room. Today I have a terrific show. I'll be sharing with you a little later some more information that I received regarding the National TV and Radio Summit that I attended in New York City recently, and I'll be opening up the phone lines to give wealth and wisdom readings. So call in if you have any questions regarding any area of your life, from wealth to wisdom and everything in between, and I'll be happy to assist you on your path. So last week, you remember, the amazing Sonia Choquette was on the Wealth and Wisdom Hour, and she shared a question with us that she asks herself each day, which is, how good can I stand it? And that question struck me, and it inspired me to pose a challenge to all of you to work with the idea of how good you can stand it. And it seems to have made a difference for many of you based on the emails I've gotten throughout the week, which is awesome. So keep up the great work. You know, this thinking about how good life can get works. It's setting your intention for your day, and you're literally paving the way for amazing things to happen in your life. So keep expecting for wonderful things to happen, and keep your intention up. You know, another important point that she brought up was to have a giving attitude. And the story that she told, I don't know if some of you heard it or some of you might not have, but she told the story that she was in a bookstore many years ago giving a talk, and she had one person in the audience, and he just happened to be a rather disheveled homeless man. And her partner who she was with, you know, was a little concerned about it. And Sonia said, no, that's not our concern. Our concern is to give the information. So she said she played her heart out and sang her heart out. And, you know, they just gave 100% as if she was playing to a packed audience. And then they left. And then something interesting happened during the while she was there, the man winked at her, and she thought to herself, something is going to come from this. She really felt like he was an earth angel. sure enough, 3 years later, the Hay House was looking for more authors and speakers, and they called the bookstore where Sonia gave her lecture, and they asked the person, you know, who would you recommend to for us to carry their books and as a speaker? And their first response was Sonia Choquette. And they told the story to the Hay House person as to how, you know, what she did 3 years prior, that, and that, I mean, that cinched the deal for her. And like she said, that sent her all over the world, traveling, speaking. It literally changed her life. And, you know, that story was so amazing. I thought about it the entire week. It just goes to show that, you know, when you have a giving attitude and you really take the focus off of yourself and put it on others, it opens up the space in your life for amazing things to happen. By doing this, you know, you're literally setting the stage for new opportunities to flow to you, for new energy to flow to you, and it allows for you to meet new people, which is exactly how opportunities come to you, through other people. And it allows for all of your needs to get met. When I was in New York City a couple weeks ago, I was getting my shoes shined, and the gentleman was just paying such attention to detail. I mean, it was the best shoe shine I've ever had. He was just so amazing, taking his time, and as if he was just, you know, as if it were his own pair of shoes that he wanted to look so good. So I asked him, you know, how long have you been doing this? And he replied, I've been in servitude for 2 years. And that struck me, you know, his response of being in servitude. That was how he looked at what he was doing. He was being of service. Like, he got it. He completely got it. And I gave him a nice big tip, and his face just lit up. You know, he said, oh, sir, I don't, you know, this is nothing that I expected. And I said, that's okay. You've reminded me once again to be of service to others. How amazing that does for people and our attitude. Another example is my amazing producer, Christy Walsh, who I just called yesterday out of the blue, and I asked her to produce the show, and immediately she said yes. You know, she didn't hem and haw. She didn't have to think about, well, gee, you know, is this something that, you know, how much money am I going to make? And is this something that I really want to do? I mean, there was none of that. It was just a very clear, yes, I'd be happy to. And she's been amazing and such a huge help to me. So really, when your focus is on others, it's so easy to say yes to opportunities, you know, because you're not filtering through a whole bunch of questions. Questions that really limit you, that can ultimately hold you back. Another example I came across was on Facebook this morning. My dear friend Haley Wiseman, hello Haley, I see you in the chat room. She is launching her webinar, Loving Through Forgiveness, which starts May 10th. And I know it's going to be amazing. So please take a look at that, sign up. It's May 10th. And it should be terrific. And you can just go to HaleyWiseman.com for more information regarding that webinar. But what happened was something incredible. I was looking on Facebook, and I see that someone made a video for her webinar. And Haley responded. She posted the video, and she said, oh, you know, this is so amazing. Someone generously made this video for us, and her name's April, and I watched the video, and it was like almost 2 minutes. It was just incredible. It described the course that she has coming up. April posted it on YouTube for, and I thought, you know, this is amazing. This is also someone who is being generous of spirit. You know, they're giving back to others. Her focus wasn't, April didn't, you know, it wasn't about how much money was she going to make, because from that, she, you know, that wasn't her desire. It was, how can I help make a difference for Haley? Haley must have inspired April, and April is going to, I think she'll be calling in shortly to talk with us a little more about that. But it really struck me. And then immediately I turned around and emailed April and said, we've got to work together. So because she was generous with Haley by putting up a video. I don't know the whole story, but we're going to get it straight from April here in a few minutes. Because she felt the need, was inspired by Haley to post this video just completely out of being of service about giving to others. It in turn inspired me to contact her and say, April, you know, how can I work with you? I'm just so amazed with what she's done out of the goodness of her heart. And that's exactly how life works. You know, when we are completely taking the focus, and I know I've told this story before, that Haley says, yeah, get her to tell her story, how she found me and why she blessed me. I'm looking forward to it. I know she'll be calling in shortly. So, yeah, we will certainly do that. But when I started in real estate 12 years ago, my first thought was, you know, how can I be of service to others? How can I make a difference in the community? You know, where is there, okay, and I believe she's on, and I'll tell this story in a moment, but I believe April is on the line. April, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. I'm so honored to hear you, and I'm thrilled that you're doing this kind of show. We need more good news and that kind of thing, and the pay it forward is just phenomenal, isn't it?
Oh, it is. You know, it's funny. We just watched that movie this past weekend, Pay It Forward, and oh my gosh, I hadn't seen that movie in so long, but what a difference. And you know, but tell me what inspired, tell me the whole story about how you were inspired to make that video for Haley.
Oh, well, first of all, it was just really kind of strange how I bumped into Haley Wiseman on Facebook. I saw a little ad about loving through forgiveness, and I thought, that sounds like a webinar I really need to take because there's some things going on in my life that I need to work on. So I saw that her radio show was just about to start, so I decided to go ahead and call in because you know how you call and you can never get through to the host.
Right.
And unless, you know, it's like your day. And I called and I waited for 30 minutes, and her producer said, oh, she'll want to talk to you. So they put me right on the air. I was the first one out of the gate. And I'm like, I never get through, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm on the air.
I know, because her show's always packed. You can never get through on her show.
Of course not. I know you can never get through when you want to. And then when you least expect it, these things happen. And so we had a great talk. And then I sent her, she was so great on the air with me. And she really helped me understand some things about myself and how I was living. And I found that, you know, as we became friends very quickly through email and then Skyping and that kind of thing. And, you know, when I love to make promotional videos. That's just something, mm-hmm. one of the many things that I do. I'm very multi-passionate, as they say. And I make bath products, I make videos, I make websites. I just love to promote people. I don't really know
sure.
what it is, but I love to promote. And
right.
so I said, let me make a video for you, and I'll just put something together. And we worked. I worked on it and got her approval on it last night, just before she went to bed. So it's out there, and I'm honored. I woke up this morning and saw on Facebook that you liked it, and I'm thrilled. Thank you.
I did like it. I mean, it was just, you know, it just struck me again of, you know, you don't see that every day where people
Aww.
Just take time on their own, you know, because they feel inspired because something really resonated with them and then to create that video for, I just think it was amazing. I can't say enough good things. And when people bless dear friends of mine, then I'm all about helping them too. So I look forward to you creating my videos, and hopefully we'll get you a whole bunch of work as well.
Well, thank you. I look forward to that as well. And I have to say that, you know, I was giving this a little bit of thought. And, you know, the pay it forward movement is just, you know, so important, you know, that we bless each other's lives by serving each other. And it doesn't mean that we go without being paid all of the time. But we don't need to be paid all of the time. We need to do acts of service, and it'll come back to us a hundredfold.
April, I agree with you. It is really being of service. It's taking the focus off of ourselves, putting it on others, you know, filling a need. And yes, energetically, you know, I've always been shown grids. And hello, everyone in the chat room, by the way. I don't know. I can't type right now on this thing. I don't know why it's not letting me type.
Yeah, they're going
so
crazy.
I'm so sorry. I know. It's not. Hi, Clint. Hi, Kathy, everyone. Hello, everyone. I don't know why I can't type on this. But anyway, oh, Catherine, hi. Catherine just signed it. Anyway, I could be saying hi to everyone for the whole show. But, yeah, so what I see, April, is when, I'm intuitive, as you know. I think you heard me when I had Colette Baron-Reed on the show.
I did. I'm a huge fan of Colette. I love her. Hi, Colette, if you're listening.
Yes. Hi, Colette. Yes, it's a big shout-out to Colette. And so she and I talked about her book launch, which she relaunched yesterday.
Yes, the trifecta is about to happen, right?
The trifecta, April, is in the works. It's so exciting. We are manifesting a New York Times bestseller there. And she hit, I saw on Barnes & Noble, I believe she hit number 11 last night, and Amazon 23, maybe, I believe. Yeah, so it just keeps going up and up, and everyone... If you didn't hear the show with Colette Baron, we were talking about her book, The Map, which is amazing. She's amazing. We love her work. It's so good. And she's also about being of service, and we know how the universe blesses her. And so what I see with people and what the universe has shown me, you know, I'm intuitive, and they've shown me grid lines above our heads and below our feet.
Oh,
and
okay.
I was asking, you know, like I was asking about that. And I said, well, you know, what exactly does that mean, these grid lines? And then I was shown seven layers of these grid lines. And April, it was amazing because these grid lines are all about the energy that we put out into the universe, our intention, you know, being a service. So there are levels to these grids. And the highest level on this grid is being of service.
So wow, I did not know that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's remarkable. So what happens is other people, you know, everyone's connected on this grid. We're all connected. We know that already. So everyone's connected on this grid, and those of highest vibration reach that level of being of service. So, example, you connected on the grid at the top level with your being of service, and then because other people of being of service are attached to that grid, I tuned into that and said, oh my gosh, here's something amazing. Here's someone on the grid, someone being of service. So when we are being of service, we actually have a higher frequency than someone who is on a lower part of that grid and who is, you know, for instance, worried about their business or worried about money or worried about this and that. Like that worry is the lowest bottom level on the grid. Like all anyone's going to do with that kind of energy is basically attract other people who are also worried about their business and worried about how they're going to pay their bills. Does that make sense?
That is so true, because I would be completely remiss if I don't mention that Colette Baron-Reed, I was taking her class last over the holidays, the Christmas holidays, and I wrote to her and told her that I like to make bath products, and we need this for the class that she teaches called Weight Loss for People Who Feel Too Much. And it's a great class. Now Hay Health Radio is doing it, and I'm in that class too now. But the thing is she agreed that this would be a wonderful thing to do. So I sent her products back and forth and got her approval and that kind of thing. And it's exactly as she wants it. And then she stepped away. She doesn't want any financial reimbursement from me. She doesn't want any money from any of the sales of my products. She wants me to make money.
We love that. We love her.
I
we know. Love that. We love that thinking, you know, and yes, and so in return, like I didn't know any of that either. So in return, here we are manifesting, helping her manifest a New York Times bestseller. So she and exactly. So many other people, yeah, are connecting to that energy. Oh, I just love this. April,
yeah.
Will you stay with me? Okay, I'm talking
with
April
Thank
Klein,
you.
My co-host for today's show. Little did you know you were going to co-host a radio show today, right, April?
Oh, I'm so honored, Dayton.
Oh, my pleasure.
Thank you.
And we need to take a break right now, but stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few moments. You're listening to the Wealth and Wisdom Hour here at Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Jaden Sterling, with co-host April Klein. Stay tuned. Have you wondered why others experience success time and time again, yet it continues to elude you? Do you feel something inside of you that stops you from reaching your goals? Do you desire to relate to money and success in an entirely new way?
It's okay.
Are you ready to make positive changes in your life when it comes to your relationship with money?
Yeah.
Well, if you answered yes to any of those
questions,
come join us for an intensive self-discovery, money mastering weekend of growing and learning. Level one is the foundational level for wealth mastery, and it's all about helping you clear and heal your self-imposed limitations. Throughout the course of the weekend, in a compassionate, supportive environment, you will be guided through experiential exercises to heal your money wounds and clear your money blocks once and for all so that you can live the abundant life you were meant to. So please join us on Friday, June 10th through the 12th at the Lazia Healing Center in Calgary. You will be led through experiential exercises that will assist you in discovering what has always held you back from living an abundant life. Some say this night is the most powerful part of the entire weekend. One thing is for sure, you will learn exactly what has kept you stuck when it comes to manifesting money. Then Saturday from 9 to 5, I'll share with you tools and techniques that will help you discover your soul's purpose. You'll learn how to anchor in big dreams and ideas. I'll teach you how to tap your spiritual mentors who will assist you in achieving all of your goals. You'll learn how to balance giving and receiving. And you'll learn how to connect to the true source for abundance. Then Sunday morning, the course will wrap up and I share my techniques from my upcoming book, Manifesting Your Heart's Desires. So join us for a life-changing event. So for more information, go to thewealthquest.com. Please join us Friday, June the 10th through the 12th at Lazia Healing Center. Seating is limited, so get your reservations in early.
And we're back.
Thanks, Christina. Thanks, everyone. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, well, okay, so you heard. I cannot type in the chat room. I don't know why this is, but anyway, welcome back. I have April Klein with me, my co-host for today's show. Little did she know. Clint.
I'm happy to be here. Thank you.
Oh, it's good to have you. And Clint's in the chat room. Don't worry about it. You're doing great. There's a reason that you're here, Clint. You're going to learn. You already are learning. You already know. But let's go back to our conversation about being of service and what a difference that makes in our lives. So the reality is when and I was talking about the grid, you know, these grid lines, that the energy goes out when you're being of service. Oh, thank you, Clint. That's so nice of you. Thank you. We have known each other for a while. It's been awesome. You're awesome. And I'm looking forward to you coaching, Clint. You're going to be an amazing coach. All right, so let me get back to what we're talking about, grid lines. So the energy goes out, and with the thought that you have at the exact time, so for instance, April, when you were putting together that video, you're thinking, oh, I love doing these. I love helping other people. That thought went up on the highest level of that grid, and then went out to all these other people. So you said something very profound earlier. You said, you know, it doesn't have to come from the same source that you give to.
That's
right?
True.
Like it'll return. So by you, you know, being of service to Colette and to Haley, you know, then you're blessed by, I mean, it'll just come to you in so many ways and you may not even know, you know, like a week from now, something, you might get a phone call and you're like, wow, that was so out of the blue, but it really wasn't.
I know, like this morning, but I, you know, with Colette being so generous with me, she allowed me, you know, let's just be quite frank here, it costs money to be in business, and mm-hmm. by her she probably wouldn't want me to out her like this. I'm sorry, Colette. But by her not taking any money from my sales of the bath products that I do for her class, it frees me up to not be so worried about money and to be more generous and not worry about, well, gee, did I get paid for that? You know, that kind of thing. Or how much are they going to pay me? Or, you know, it allows me to do exactly what she did on a smaller scale because, you know, it's a different situation here. But, you know, I can pay it forward as well. And we all can do that. That's the most important thing. No matter what it is, you know, I was listening to an interview with Louise Hay the other day, and she was talking about donations for her birthday. And she said, you know, even as little as 85 cents would be, you know, sometimes that's, you know, it's like the widow's mite. You know, it's all you can afford to give. And so that's all about service as well.
Yeah, and exactly. And I heard her say that too. That was neat because it all adds up. And then even Sonia Choquette last week on the show said, you know, you can be generous with people, and sometimes it doesn't have to cost money, whether it's just an encouraging word, you know, a smile.
Exactly.
You know, yeah, giving of your gifts, you know, whatever it is, because it'll all come back around. Eventually it does for her, you know, and with that gentleman in the audience, you know, and when she gets it, you know, it's not a matter of, well, you know, there aren't 100 people here, so I'm not going to give my talk. It wasn't that at all. She knew that there was a reason that she was there. There was a reason that one gentleman was there. She was going to honor that commitment and do her very best. And then she attributes her career at Hay House to that one event.
Yeah, I heard that story too. It's very motivational. And, you know, it just keeps you grounded that every little step that we take in service can lead to, I don't know how to express this really, but, you know, it just leads to, well, what we're talking about today, how even what you're doing as well, of course, you know, by contacting me, and I'm just thinking, my video, really? You're that impressed? Okay. And, you know, and you're paying it forward as well by saying, hey, April, come be on the show today. And being so generous yourself. And you know, the more we talk about this, this is the kind of news that we really need. This is what will change the world.
For sure. You're right, April. I mean, I look at this show as being of service, as giving back, you know, because there may be some people in other parts of the world that can't hop over to a workshop of mine or you know, what have you, but they can certainly tune in. As long as they've got internet, they can hear the radio show, and just maybe by you and I having this talk today, you know, it will plant a seed in their mind to, you know, to continue to be of service and or maybe help them look at their business a little differently, you know, that because it just takes a tiny little shift in energy for people to change, you know, how they're living their life, how they are and how they're manifesting greatness, because it just like Sonia says, you know, it starts with giving attitude.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah.
And it feels good, doesn't it? I mean, it feels so good to help others. But, you know, there's also the other part of this, and it's so important. So as I describe the grid to you and to everyone listening, the grid has the 7 levels. And the highest level, again, is being of service. So when your thoughts and intentions are put out to be of you're putting them out in the universe to be of service, what happens then, you're connecting to everyone else on that grid at that same level. And at that level, things happen faster than they do at other levels on the grid. For instance, it's like traveling at the speed of light, the thought, the intention, when it goes out, it's happening so much more quickly that you connect to others and then opportunities come to you faster than they normally would connecting to other levels on that grid. Okay, so when you're putting out, all right, being of service, it goes out, opportunities, things just open up so much more quickly. And the next part of that is the receiving aspect. Because it doesn't matter. You can be an incredible giver, but if you can't receive all the goodness the universe has for you, then it's going to be you're going to get in your own way of greatness, really. So that's the other 50% of it is receiving. And in my workshops, you know, I work with a lot of people about with receiving, and I bring to them the idea of, you know, just look at how you are receiving compliments.
Yeah.
Right.
Thank you.
Like the little things. Uh-huh. Yeah. Like, do you, April, when you get a compliment, do you just say thank you?
I do. I try to receive as well as I can, because receiving is really harder than giving. And it's so important to be able to receive, as you're saying. It's so important to receive. So just a simple act of saying thank you, rather than pushing it off or deflecting and, you know, oh, it's not that good, you know, that kind of thing. Then you diminish yourself in that by deflecting. So
you do,
I try to say thank you. Yeah, I try to just say thank you, even though I may feel uncomfortable, but I'm thrilled. I mean, this is great.
Yeah. Yeah, good for you, because you recognize. So, and it was interesting when I emailed you this morning, I thought, oh, we'll see how April is at receiving by your response to being on the show, you know, and you were right there with me. And I thought, oh, good for you. You have no problem receiving. That's wonderful. And you're right.
Oh,
you know, people
so
will. What's that?
You're very sweet is what I said. You didn't hear me. You're very sweet. Thank you for saying that.
Oh, my pleasure, you know, but you're right. I mean, it's a huge part of life, because I often find people through the seminars that, you know, I ask people early on, okay, do you consider yourself a giver or receiver? And invariably 95% consider themselves givers.
Sure.
So
it's
then
easier.
It's easier, yeah. But, you know, April, I read a quote once that literally changed my life and my view when it came to giving and receiving. And the quote was, the most generous person is the one who receives.
Wow. And yet it feels so selfish sometimes to receive, you know, praise and, you know, people patting you on the back. And it seems sometimes a little self-serving, but really you have to take care of yourself and receive in order to give.
In order to give. There you go. Exactly.
Folks. Right.
If your only motivation to receive is to have more to give, then run with it.
Run with that. We could make a t-shirt out of that, huh?
It's so true. On a big shout out to Robin. Hey, Robin, she found us over here at Blog Talk. Good to see you.
Hi, Robin.
Again, hi, April Klein, my assistant extraordinaire today. My co-host is on the show with us. And by the way, everyone, I cannot chat. I don't know why I can't type in the chat room today, but that's the only reason I'm not typing. But my producer extraordinaire, Christina Walsh, is typing a bit. I am typing. I think, Christina, I think when you have when you type, my name comes up. So it's not coming up co-host for you. It's just coming up my name. I think that's what's happening.
It says Dayton Sterling. So.
Yeah.
It says Dayton Sterling in the chat room. But, yeah, this is a great conversation, Dayton. I'm so glad that you got this going today. Because there are so many people along the way that have, you know, I'm sure you would agree, there's so many people that help us get where we are, and that it is in everyone's best interest for us to continue to pay that forward. Keep that momentum going and keep that vibrational energy up in the highest level of the grid, as you were explaining.
The grid, that just got dropped in to me within the last year, and I've been working with it, and I share that information in the workshops and everything, because it is so powerful. And I'm sure there's a whole lot more I'm going to be learning about what the grid is about, and I'll share it with you too, April, when I find out. But it's just a really good reminder that we truly manifest all of our experiences based on ourselves, you know, whether we're giving and receiving or if we're not. You know, I explained this to my agent, and she said, oh, I get it. It's like at times we stand on our own hose. Like, we literally stop the flow ourselves. And I said, that's it. You got it.
Right. Exactly. And, you know, I have to say I've blogged about comparisonitis, and I got an enormous response from people, you know, on the Internet about comparisonitis. And when you get stuck in that, it's probably the lowest one on the grid, comparisonitis, right?
For sure, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, I was thinking a couple of days ago, you know, this is just not good. Energetically speaking, the vibration must be very low. And when I switched my energy consciously to something happier and you know, more at the speed of light, you know, and getting into that vortex, you know, like with Abraham Hicks, that things really accelerated. That was when I met Haley. I'd already been working with Colette, and things were going great with class and with the product sales. But it was like unbelievably taken off since I've talked to Haley. Wow, Haley.
Right.
So
it's
so true. And suddenly you become, you have so much energy that it just, it feels like everything is palpable at this point, just moving so quickly.
Yeah. Comparisonitis. I love that. That is so great. Yeah, because, you know, there's always going to be people who have more than us, some people who have less than us, so then we can, you know, people have less, then sit in judgment. I mean, all of that is such low vibration, such low energy. So you're right. I mean, it's really just a matter of shifting the comparisonitis to just joy and gratitude.
Yeah. I mean, a lot more will happen for you if you take yourself out of that funky, swampy area, like using the map as an example, Colette Baron-Reed's book, The Map. If you use that as an example, you're in a swamp when you have a bad case of comparisonitis where, oh, you're whining and complaining, oh, that person has more money, look what they got done, and they've got this and they've got that, their fan page is fantastic, and they have this really cool Twitter background, and they've got all these followers. And, I mean, you can drive yourself crazy trying to get Twitter followers, for goodness sakes. You can drive yourself crazy trying to juggle all that is possible for us with social media. And, or you can let go and surrender, which is what, you know, I'm reading the map, so that's why I refer to it so much. But you can surrender and then sit back and watch things change. You know, you have to implement some things, but you surrender and for the higher good, and you get into like a vortex and you just get zoomed into this energetic field, and the more you give, the more you get.
It's so true. I call that the boomerang theory.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, because literally, it's like a boomerang. You know, you keep putting that amazing energy out. You keep being of service, being of the highest vibration. All of that is going to come right back. And I see that Clint in the they're talking about the swamp thing, and Clint says he can relate to swampy areas. And you know what, Clint?
Yeah.
We all can. That's the thing. Like we all can relate to that. We're none of us are immune to those times in our life. But the thing is, when you have a feeling of, you know, that you're kind of stuck in life or not sure of which direction to go, that's the most important time to never make a life decision. Okay, so Clint, just always make decisions in your life from position, what I call a position of power. Like when you're feeling good, you know, like you've just gone for a walk and you've exercised and you've got the endorphins going and you feel really good about your life, and that's when you start to make decisions about your life that that you can really act on. Because a lot of times people will make decisions in their life when they're not feeling so good, when they're kind of feeling down, and you know, they're not tapping into that incredible source within them, that source which helps them manifest anything they want, they absolutely desire in life. I mean, you know, I don't know, April, did you find that people just, it amazes me, you know, it's like, just know your greatness, right? Just know your greatness, live your greatness, and just watch the world unfold at your feet.
Yeah, and it takes, I don't know how to put this, but it takes a lot of humility in order to step into greatness. It's almost an oxymoron. You know, it's like an oxymoron because, you know, like Muhammad Ali, I'm the greatest, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, stepping into that, you know, he really did manifest. Speaking of that, I'm just going to do an aside here. You know, he really did step into his greatness by saying that all the time. He was the greatest.
For sure. He manifested it. He said, I am the greatest, and he became the greatest. Donald Trump, when he grew up. Yeah, Donald Trump. I mean, I know some people don't like him, but whatever. The reality is he became an incredible businessman, and at an early age, his sisters called him the Great I Am.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
I know.
Okay.
The Great I Am, because he ran around and said, you know, I'm hungry, I'm this, I'm that, I'm the greatest, you know. I mean, he just knew. So you're right. I think we really need to definitely speak the most highly of ourselves, you know, to think most highly of ourselves, to really tap into how amazing we are and our gifts to the universe, because we're all unique, you know, we're all different. We all have something to give. And April, you've been an absolute joy. Tell me again your website where people can find your work and all that good stuff.
Oh, thank you for the plug. I'm at aprilkline.com, and Klein is spelled C-L-I-N-E, so it's aprilkline.com. Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. You've been an absolute joy, and continue to bless the world, and the world's going to bless you, April. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You do the same.
Thanks, April. Take care.
Thanks.
So there we have it, April Klein. She was a blessing to my dear friend Haley Wiseman, and then she finds herself co-hosting the Wealth and Wisdom Hour today. Oh, too fun. We just have a few more minutes. The show, the new format's going to be a 45-minute format going forward, unless we need to take the whole hour, which I will share with you. But for now, it's 45 minutes. You're so welcome, Haley. Glad, so glad and looking forward to your class. I know it's going to be amazing, May 10th. Again, Haley's class, Loving Through Forgiveness. You can find her at HaleyWiseman.com. And are there any callers for a reading? I guess we only have a few more minutes. Go ahead, Kristen.
Not yet, but folks in the chat room can share with us some of their questions.
Yeah, good point. Thanks, Christy. If you have any questions, feel free to type them in the chat room. I've got my cards here, Manifesting Wealth and Wisdom Daily Oracle cards. I'd be happy to answer any questions that you have or consult the cards to see what we find. I'm shuffling as we speak. Thank you, Random Acts Kindness. That's cute. I like that. Yes, these cards, they're fun. Okay, while we're seeing if anyone has a question, I just want to share with you next week's show. I'm going to have Judy Jernud joining me. Judy is actually my publicity consultant. She's in Beverly Hills, and she's interviewed several people, several amazing people like Oprah Winfrey and some other major heavy hitters, and she is going to share with us tips on how to get on TV, radio, and to promote yourself and your business. She's authored Media Star Power, the ABCs to Successful TV, Radio, Print, and Net Interviews. So that'll be next Wednesday, same time at Blog Talk. And Haley had a question. Tell me about my Mind Body Bliss Studio. Haley, what hit do you get on that? Let's see. Haley, I picked the Freedom card for you. Doesn't it get much better than that? This card ushers in tremendous good fortune for you. You will soon experience independence from a job, money worries, or a situation that's kept you stuck. Make a detailed written plan of what you desire to experience for a new job, business, relationship, or situation. So, Haley, make sure you have a detailed plan. I think it's going to be amazing. Your new business that's coming up, and same with your webinar. All right, everyone, have a terrific week, and it's been great connecting with you all over here at Blog Talk. I'm so excited to be here. I want to thank my wonderful producer, Christina Walsh. She's amazing. And also, please please follow me on Blog Talk, and you can also find me at Jaden Sterling Wealth and Wisdom. And my new website's coming up this week. The launch is this Saturday. It's called it's www.thewealthquest.com. So I'm super excited about that. Check it out. Oh, thanks, Haley. Love you guys. You're amazing. And have a great week. Thanks, everyone. Take care.
I'm Bernadette Janae from Old Navy's design team. Want to turn some heads at Easter brunch this year? Then come into Old Navy, where our new line of spring dresses in fresh floral prints, stripes, and vibrant colors will have you looking and feeling as festive as the day. And now through Monday, at Old Navy's Easter weekend sale, get the whole fam looking great with up to 50% off store-wide. Dresses and shorts from $15 for adults, $12 for kids, plus tees from just $5. So hop into Old Navy.
Val 323 to 328, select styles.